Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Saturday, the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ are putting on a teaching day on the book of Deuteronomy. I'm the lucky one who is called upon to teach that. And so, in advance, we're doing a few Deuteronomy teaching day teasers. This is the third one. And it's based upon chapter 1 and verse 7 and 8. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighbouring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. Focusing on verse 8, the promise of Genesis 22 is being fulfilled, about to be fulfilled, when God said that he would bless Abraham's son. He says, I will, and Abraham himself, but specifically through his son, I will bless you. Verses 16 to 18, make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of your enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. The promise is referred to here in Deuteronomy 1 and again and again and again all through the book of Deuteronomy. It's mentioned again later in chapter 1, verse 35, then in chapter 4, twice, three times in chapter 6, twice in chapter 7, twice in chapter 8, once in chapter 9, once in chapter 10, twice in chapter 11, once in chapter 13, and once in chapter 19, twice in chapter 26, once in chapter 28, and once in chapter 29, once in chapter 30, and twice in chapter 31, and finally, once again in chapter 34, verse 4. This promise is a thread running all the way through the book of Deuteronomy. God wants his people to believe that he has great things in store for them. He is a God who keeps his promises. See, I have given you this land. I have given you. It is yours. It indicates that this promise is open and available. Isn't it also true for us of the new covenant that we have so many promises open and available? Do we reflect on them enough? Do we think about them enough? In 2 Peter chapter 1, he says, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. His very great and precious promises. Maybe take some time today to pray through some of the promises, to read again some of the special promises that God has given us as his children. Well, there's a lot more to find out in the book of Deuteronomy, but I hope these teasers are helping us to get ready for the teaching day on the 6th of October. Until then, God bless.